Barring a major surprise, Mayor Sherrell Parker's signature housing initiative will pass City Council tomorrow. It's a sprawling plan that steers money to dozens of programs. And to pay for it, Philadelphia will take out $800 million worth of bonds.
Some say that's too much. Others say not enough. What most agree on is that Philadelphia has an affordable housing problem. Today, we'll talk about how the city plans to fix that problem and how that plan compares to approaches in other cities.
But starting local, we're going to do that with Aaron Moselle, who covers housing and community development for WHYY's Plan Philly. Aaron, welcome back to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
And on Zoom, we have Rue Landau, city council member at large, a former housing lawyer and vice chair of the Philadelphia City Council Housing Committee. Council member Landau, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here, and it's great to have our listeners with us. We have a couple questions for you this hour. What can the city do to lower housing costs? And is this $800 million bond the best investment for the city? Or perhaps should the city spend it on addressing other issues? Give us a call, 888-477-9499. You can email studio2@whyy.org. If you're on YouTube or Facebook, leave a comment right there in the chat.
And so, you know, Aaron, we wanted to start with you because we want you to sort of lay out the issue with housing, because we talked about, you know, Philly's, you know, housing stock is aging, rents are climbing, vacancies abound. So give us a lay of the land. How big is the housing problem here in the city?
Yes. So like many places around the country, Philadelphia has a housing deficit. The figure that the Parker administration has brought up repeatedly during this process is that we're 17,000 units short. And there's a great need for housing at the lowest end of the spectrum for folks who are what are known as cost burden, which means they spend more than at least 30% of their income on rent. And so that has been a part of this discussion about, you know, we need to help those folks, but there's also plenty of folks who make more than that who are also struggling to make ends meet and pay for a mortgage or pay for their rent.
Susan comments, does the mayor's proposal include monies to present to help owners repair their properties? I think that's what Susan's saying. Mm-hmm. Seems to me folks would like to stay in their homes but can't afford repairs. So let's talk about what's in this plan. It is a little hard to summarize because there's so many things. Could you pick a couple of things in this plan that really stand out, either because we're investing a lot of money in them through this plan or just because maybe they're unusual in some other way?
Yeah, I mean, the top line for this plan is that it's rooted in a campaign promise to create or preserve 30,000 units of housing. That's not just affordable housing, but you know, across the spectrum. But the administration is focusing mostly on low to moderate income housing. PHA, the Philadelphia Housing Authority, has its own separate plan that for revamping its portfolio, and that's for sort of the lowest for folks who need the most help to cover rent. And then it has been said in the past that the private market is sort of handling the market rate end of this thing. To answer your question more directly, you know, so there are programs, yes, for housing preservation, for a sort of free home repairs. There's a very popular program known as the Basic Systems Repair Program that you know, helps folks who can't afford to make needed repairs to their properties. But there's also a whole host of programs that provide rental assistance and programs designed to prevent homelessness and programs to remove blight. So there's just a wide range here. It's all about both building homes, keeping people in homes that they want to stay in, and also helping people cover their mortgage, cover their rent.
Yeah, I want to bring Councilmember Rue Landau into the conversation. Councilmember Landau, you're a vice chair of the Philadelphia City Council Housing Committee. You support the plan. You've issued a statement about this. So tell me why you threw your support behind it.
So I think we're at this pivotal moment in Philadelphia. Aaron really just outlined the stats so perfectly. We've got a crisis here in Philly. We've got an affordable housing crisis here in Philly. And we're at this moment where we can have this transformational shift $800 million invested in mostly affordable housing. You know, we can funnel as much as a lot of this to the places where we need it most. In Philadelphia, we have, you know, we have a problem that people's wages have not kept up with the cost of rent or buying a house or even staying in their house. So you've got 50% of renters and one third of renters and 16% of homeowners who are paying more than 50% of their income in rent. It's just unaffordable. And the array of programs that we have in Philadelphia and the expansion of these programs are really just going to help out and really just give people what they need, which is, you know, it could be, we talked about repairing their home to stay in their home, right? When you've got a leak that's coming from your roof through your bedroom down to your kitchen, it is very difficult to make your decisions. You're going to work, you're distracted, you have to decide whether also to pay for school supplies, maybe to pay for medicine or to fix the leak. Let's just help that family fix the leak and have them go on with their lives and take care of all the rest of their business.
Now, not everyone on council was gung-ho about this plan. Let me play this clip from Councilmember Isaiah Thomas, who says there are other priorities the city fails to address with the same financial dedication. Here is a clip of him during last week's Finance Committee hearing. This is Isaiah Thomas.
There's an education crisis in the city of Philadelphia as well. You all used that and talked about it a little bit earlier. There's a poverty crisis in the city of Philadelphia as well. I just looked at Councilmember Young. He talks all of time about the fact that there's a gun violence crisis in the city of Philadelphia as well. I'm sure someone else will talk about a septic crisis and so many other crises that exist in the city of Philadelphia. I don't see us pouring $1 billion into those crises. So since we're pouring $1 billion into this particular crisis, that's what you're proposing, you're going to see a certain level of scrutiny because there is a lot of us who on a consistent basis hear from constituents who talk about a lot of other things that's not just housing.
So Councilmember Landau, let me cue you up now. Why this investment in housing as opposed to other major issues? And if you were mayor, is this where you would have steered the ship?
Well, let's start with, yes, this was a goal and a passion of the mayor. So this is to start with, this is her initiative. But there, I was very quickly to get behind it as along with Councilmember Gaudier, who's the chair of the Housing Committee, to do the $800 million. Councilmember Thomas is not wrong. We have many crises in the city of Philadelphia and many, many, many challenges. But from my experience, both as a housing lawyer at a legal aid organization, as well as running the city's Fair Housing Commission, housing creates the stability that can affect so many other parts of your life. And when we tackle this part, and when we take care of this, I'm really hoping that that trickles through to take care of so many of the other issues in the city. We know every couple of years, there's a study that comes out that also, that talks about how neighborhood violence will reduce when we take care of our housing and our blocks, right? You get rid of blight, get rid of abandoned cars, do the curb appeal. The violence in a neighborhood based on study after study goes down from 13 to 30% at that point. It is quite probable that taking the gamble on this investment will actually trickle out and affect so many of these other issues. And also just to keep in mind, the way that this funding is being passed is that the council is gonna have tremendous oversight over how this money is spent. So the mayor's office will have to come to us every quarter and also annually to show us how they're spending the money and what they propose to spend the money on. And we get to weigh in and make it more of a collective effort.
Quick follow up to you, Rue Landau, is, you know, there's a lot of precariousness right now with the Trump administration, you know, threatening funding, federal funding cuts to cities like Philadelphia. Are there any concerns because this proposal, right, or the bill that will likely be voted on tomorrow, talks about this $800 million up front. And there's going to be hundreds of millions of more that are going to be paid by the city in interest on this borrowing. Your thoughts on that, given just the uncertainty. Is there, should the city council have sort of considered taking out smaller chunks just in case, because we don't know what's going to happen?
Well, as I said, council's going to have the oversight that at some point, if the proposers are coming to us that don't direct the money in the places and the ways in which we need, we will not have the funding go forward. But most importantly, I actually think this is, you know, nothing that's going to happen under the Trump administration is going to be good timing for any big city in America. There, we are the poorest large city in America, and we want to change that distinction, right? So this investment now feels to me like Philly taking care of Philly. We don't need to worry about the feds on this level. We have affordable housing complexes right now that will time out of their subsidies, right? Most of these big buildings that are subsidized get into contracts with the federal government for 20 or 30 years. A lot of those are coming up for expiration. This amount of money allows Philadelphia to jump in and fill the gap and to keep it affordable so that the maybe 100 people who live in this unit aren't homeless and can't afford other places to live. Again, I can't underscore this enough. This is Philly taking care of Philly for one of the most important sanctity places that we have, which is what we call home. So whether you're a renter, yeah, and now we in Philly have more renters than we do homeowners, or if you're a homeowner, and we have so many low-income homeowners in Philly who just can't afford to maintain the place they live, which we know is mm-hmm. always the most cost-effective, and what people want is to rehab and take care of the place they already live. This is the investment that we need to take care of that.
Before we let you go, I want to ask about one more thing. some developers say it's just too hard to build in the city of Philadelphia. And one of the problems they point to is the fact that a district council members can often stop a project through a tradition called councilmanic prerogative. Do you think that's something the council needs to address and perhaps eliminate in the future?
I definitely think that we need to be taking a much harder look at this now, particularly because Philly has changed so much. You know, most people are not born in one neighborhood, stay in that neighborhood, live in that neighborhood anymore. Just the same as, you know, people take trips around the state and the country and to other parts of the world, we live and move around Philadelphia much more freely now. And because of that, it's kind of a global city. And one Philadelphia really means that you can move and live anywhere. And I think we need to have more people looking at the decisions that are being made in every single neighborhood.
Yeah. And Aaron, we wanted to, you know, as we close out the segment, I mean, there's a lot of politics being done right now. And it looks like council is going to approve this. This is Mayor Parker's top priority. This is a pretty big gamble on her part politically. Your thoughts on that, just given the, you know, just given the political sort of makeup of council and some of the pushback that she's been seeing.
Yeah, I mean, this is certainly her biggest policy agenda item and the biggest thing that we've seen to date out of this administration in terms of policy. Obviously, there was the Sixers arena situation that took up a lot of time, and people have a lot of feelings about that. And how that turned out. Just to bounce off what the councilwoman was saying in terms of control, within the amendments to the funding bill, council has agreed or will agree, it's expected that they will agree, to give up some of that councilmatic prerogative when it comes to how certain parcels are disposed of.
A small concession.
Administration.
But the issue is
it's a
live.
Fairly major concession. Historically,
right.
This is all meant to sort of fast track parcels in the city's inventory so that they can be repurposed and reused for affordable housing. So some of that conversation is happening.
Yes. And there's also other efforts to clear some of the red tape and deal with some of the speed bumps that many developers complain about.
Right, the less sexy parts of this, but really, there's a lot of bureaucracy when it comes to getting something built in Philadelphia, and the administration has said it is very committed to streamlining that process.
Well, thanks for clearing some time and talking with us today, Aaron. Hopefully, at least streamlined your appearance onto this show. Aaron Moselle, who covers housing and community development for WHYY's Plan Philly, appreciate your time.
You got it.
And same to you, Rue Landau, vice chair of the Philadelphia City Council Housing Committee and a former housing lawyer. Councilmember Landau, thanks for the time on Studio 2.
Thank you so much for having me.